again, basketball gamers, and welcome to episode number 217 of the NLSC podcast. Got a great show for you this week. Plenty of news as the preview season for NBA Live 18 and NBA 2K18 roll on, including a few demo impressions. I'm Andrew, with you as always. With me as always is Ben. You may also know him in the forum as Arcane.
Hey everyone, and I was wondering, you see, if you were going to mess it up in terms of what episode number. I was waiting to see.
I've got it written down this week. It's there in the text file. So I was looking at it very carefully as I was recording this week.
For those who don't know, like normally just before we start recording, you always sort of say it out loud, like just double checking and all that stuff.
And I do. And I didn't last week and I paid for it.
And you didn't this week, so I was thinking, oh, is he going to make the same mistake? So,
No. I actually showed some kind of competence this week. It's very, very impressive myself, I must admit. But, you know, the show is young. There's plenty of opportunities that we may have to cut and create more work for myself. Fortunately, we don't have Lefthos in his potty mouth on the show to censor, you know, and all the rude things that he's bound to say. But
although I've said some questionable things, and I do apologize for that. So the extra work.
Leave it for Pro-Am to really shock Leo. So
yeah, that's true.
that's when your talents are best put to use, I think.
My little slogan thing is now the NLSC Jim Jeffries.
I've got a good suggestion for you for when we hopefully play after we've finished recording to shock him, so I'll feed you the line before we start playing. But yeah, it's a pretty big week for us, I guess, here at the NLSC and in the basketball gaming community. Lots of news, and the demo dropping, as we said last week, was going to happen. Came through, I guess, pretty early in our time zone, so we downloaded it overnight, and yeah, some, as we said, lots to talk about this week, I guess.
Yeah.
So let's tip things off talking about NBA Live 18. Before we get to the demo, which we both have played, we might as well talk about the companion app for the NBA Live mobile. NBA Live mobile is the game. It's the NBA Live companion app, I should say. Last week's show, we were talking about how it was probably going to drop around about the time of the demo coming out. It then proceeded to come out shortly after we finished recording. So that's par for the course here on the NLSC podcast, actually. We thought we're safe because we've been recording on Friday nights and releasing the show on Saturday. So we thought, okay, that's usually we've covered all the news for the week by Friday evening, Australian time. So we thought we were safe. But no, here comes the companion app. And hey, that's fine. You know, we have more to talk about this week. But before we get to the demo, we might as well talk about the said companion app and the quality of such. Very similar to the Live 16 app. And of course, you have to uninstall the Live 16 companion app first to avoid any problems, at least on Android, which I believe we're both on. So I did that. I actually didn't scan until today. I left it off. I'd been putting it off all week and deciding whether I wanted to shave my beard back into a goatee. What I wanted to have as my face scan, and eventually I decided just to try scanning with the full beard, or what passes for a full beard. Again, you know, people like Lefthos put me to shame, and Kenny too. Kenny had a scan. I think he was the first of us to do his scan. And Kenny's came out really well. Like that's a really good likeness of Kenny.
Yeah, I was really impressed with his one, and it actually showed like his facial hair pretty well as well. So that one turned out really good. I then tried mine. I hadn't shaved, and mine turned out not too bad. But I still felt like, well, actually mine turned out pretty well. But yeah, I still felt like I needed to shave and to get that better look. So I actually shaved yesterday, but because it was a bit late in the day, the lighting and all that stuff wasn't great. So I tried today, and yeah, got another good scan out of it. So yeah, and a lot better with the shaven look in terms of the less sort of almost like a blur in a sense, like because of the hair and that sort of thing. So it minimizes
comes through
that.
Comes through a bit painted, I guess, the facial hair.
Smudge maybe, yeah. Blur smudge, yeah. So... yeah, I think it's definitely worth doing it shaven, as opposed to unshaven in that sense. And that was the same with the 2K one as well. So
yeah,
I had a lot better
problems with that as well. My 2K17 one came out okay with the beard. This one, my scan, I had some problems. It was not rendering. I had to reset the phone. It was really starting to bug me. But I did get it done in the end. And I got a pretty good render. I'm fairly happy with mine. The weird thing is, because I have blue eyes, and they came out kind of brown, so it could be the lighting on that. I might have to rescan. But for the moment, I'm pretty happy with it. Like, it's captured my face pretty well. I mean, you've seen photos of me.
Well, I've noticed with mine today, because my eyes in real life are sort of like a hazily green. They sort of go between the two and that. But in the scan, they're actually blue.
They were very light blue, yeah. So it must be the lighting. So I might try it again at some point, but it kind of got my beard, because my hair on my head has gone... it hasn't gone. It's turned brown as I got older. I was really golden blonde as a kid, and it went kind of a light brown, dark blonde, light brown in my teenage years. But my beard still comes through kind of reddish blonde, like a lot of people who were blonde as kids. Yep. So, yeah, when I do scan it, it does have that very smudgy effect, and it didn't really get the whole sideburns and everything. But I did find that by putting... There's a pretty good blonde beard in there, which is kind of like mine at the moment. So I overlaid that over my scan, and it actually looked pretty good, I thought.
That's good.
My scan, you know, I posted up on social media and everything, and yeah, I mean, my nose is perfect. It's really got my nose, actually, and sort of my cheeks. It's really good in that sense. My eyes are a bit too close together. The colors is off, as I said, but it's, for a phone app, it's pretty damn good. Like, it's not, you're not going to get 24 cameras like the scan that they do, or whatever it is, 24, 32, I forget now, in the studio scanning real plays. It's not going to be that quality. But because we don't have the face sculpting tools in live compared to 2K, so if you use one of the generic faces, you're kind of stuck with that generic face. A face scan is better than nothing. So, yeah, it does work. It's pretty straightforward, like the Live 16 app, and the results... Everyone seems to be pretty happy with their results, actually, but I have noticed some people on Android are saying they're having problems with it, and a lot of the older Androids don't support it, older phones, like phones from even just a couple of years ago, so that's kind of a problem.
My Samsung Note 2, because I've been using that because my one that I bought last year and that storage capacity issues where I can't move anything over to externals, or I can't delete all this other content, and that's just there, and I've deleted every app basically possible on it. So I've had to resort back to using my old phone because of that version of Android on it. That one doesn't support it, but the phone that has the full storage thing, that's not allowing me to do it, to use other, or to do a lot with it, like using it like the regular phone, and that is actually allowing me to does actually support the app, and that's what I use. But to do it, my tablet, which is just a cheap HP tablet that I bought, supports the app, which is cool. So that was a surprise when I saw that it was compatible with it.
Yeah. So how old is that?
I bought that when I was in the first time I went down to Ballarat. So 2014, it was only like $129 tablets.
Okay,
like,
so that's still three years ago. So
yeah,
I know X was having problems with his phone. He said it wasn't compatible. So that's unfortunate. If we run a NLSC squad in live Pro Am as well as 2K Pro Am this year, that X may not be able to have a face. But a real face.
He really should have become Mr. X.
Mr. X. Yeah, but. Yeah, so it's out there now on the Play Store and the iTunes Store, I suppose, and iTunes, Apple and iOS and Android devices. You can get it. Results are looking pretty good. Seeing the scans that are being shared in the community, everyone's been doing that, and in the forum as well. And yeah, I'm pretty happy with my scan. So it's, I may try it again, especially if I do end up, because you can change the face and things. You can't change your position and your height and everything, but you can change the face and your name. So I might give it a scan another time, because you can always reject it if you don't like the results.
Yeah.
But I might give it another go, but for now I'm pretty happy.
Yeah, I'm the same with mine. If I get a better phone between now and then, I'll probably has a better front camera, and that I'll give it another crack as well. I do want to say this, like the algorithm, I think, or whatever the algorithms and stuff that you're using from when they're taking the data from the photos and that to create the model and that seems to be really well, really good in that. I haven't seen any like nightmare faces like we've seen like with the 2K app. So it has worked better in that sense where there hasn't been that sort of, yeah.
Well, my friend did point out that when I posted on my Facebook that I don't have eyebrows because, I've got my eyebrows are quite fair, like my facial hair. They didn't come out very well. So I look a bit like Charlie Villanueva, I suppose, in that respect. I'm the white Charlie V. And indeed, I've talked about how pasty I am. You can actually see it for yourself now on my Twitter at AndrewNLSC. Apart from that, it's a pretty good likeness. But yeah, no real sort of nightmare faces. You didn't try to
see some like Beetlejuice and stuff like that.
You didn't try and scan the cat this time.
Actually, that might be something I try. I just got to see if I can get him to stay still long enough. I don't know. Might try and tease him with an onion if that seems to get his attention from earlier today.
Change the name to Ben Catman or something. Yeah. In the app. Something that was weird, when I set it up in-game, it had the name to call, the audio name. And on the list, it had Begley, which I don't know whether it just did that because I entered it as my surname, but it also showed up in the list of audio names. So I'll have to see when I get to the NBA. I guess I won't know until the game comes out, but I don't know. I wonder if they've added that in there. If so, thank you, whoever did that, if that's the case, but I'll have to see.
Oh, hopefully they have. I know my one's been in live and that for the last couple of years and that, and I think that's mainly because of, like, in regards to the NFL with Deion Branch and all that stuff, so
I'm guessing your name is probably a bit more common than mine, at least in... outside of Ireland, anyway. There's a lot of Begleys over there because that's where it's from. But yeah, so that will be cool if we both have our names called. I'd love to see that in 2K, so I don't have to be A-Train.
Or those terrible nicknames.
I remember, what was it in 2K14? I was A-Train because that's my classic. You were a boss, and Jasmine was Big Daddy because he was the only one with kids among us when the podcast at the time.
That's right.
So that was a pretty funny thing. But yeah, so the app is out, and we've got our faces in the... We're in the game, Ben.
Yes.
To use the slogan, I suppose. And we are, of course, at least in the demo, and probably shouldn't waste any more time. Let's talk about this demo that came out. We got it. A lot of people, I guess, made New Zealand accounts because they were one of the first time zones to get it. I just waited because we're only, a couple of hours behind New Zealand, so...
Yeah, it was like 2 or 3 hour difference, so...
So it hit 12 o'clock last night, this morning, I suppose, and then I just downloaded it 20 gigs or so, and it just... I think you and I were racing at one point, and... but I think I probably got there first, but I saw it finish, and it was really, I think, that 3 in the morning, and I'm like, I'm tired. I want to... I'm going to have to do some stuff tomorrow, so I'll turn in. You stayed up and played it. So let us indeed share our...
I did an all-nighter.
you pulled the all-nighter. It was like E3. So.
Yep. I think I got the game about 4 a.m. Mm. And then I was streaming till about 20 to 7 in the morning. And I was like, I could have gone a little bit longer, but I thought, no, let's try and get some sleep.
Because
the rate, I'm going, I'm going to be sleeping until like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So, and I don't want to quite waste the entire day.
And I was working from home today, so I was able to play the demo during the day. And so we both got a fair amount of hours. You're a bit ahead in the one. So I suppose the quick rundown of what the demo is. You start out, you obviously create your player. You can use the face if you're using the app to scan it, get your face into the game face HD, and then you start on the one. And the story is, starts with the Rise, where you're actually trying to make the league. And rather than going through the college system, of the story, as you do in 2K, you actually sort of come up through the streets and try to go through the Pro-Am circuit to actually get into, to get your name back out there. And the whole
thing... because you were college.
You were college, indeed, yes.
In one and done, but injury.
That's right. So the backstory is that you coming back from a very serious knee injury. So you are Derrick Rose, basically, if he'd injured himself in college, essentially. So that's how it starts. And it's not really cutscene heavy or anything like 2Ks. Although you do actually have Max Kellerman and Stephen A. Smith from First Take, ESPN. So that's a nice touch to advance the story in that respect. You've got conversations, and the conversations you can actually choose how you get it, it determines which rewards you get. So basically, you have to play through a little bit of the rise, you know, the first early chapters of the one, the career mode, to unlock everything else in the demo. What's your take on that, Ben?
I don't mind it. I think it works. You know, the conversations didn't drag out too much, and the fact that you're rewarded for your responses in a lot of cases, whether it be like an immediate loot crate kind of thing, or yep, where you get enough like reward, like RP and XP and all that stuff to buy one or two loot crates yourself and sort of thing. So, yeah, there's interesting dynamics in that also between the characters and that you get to talk to throughout the conversations and that. And again, they're not too long, which is great. The first take stuff was a bit of a surprise. Like, I wasn't expecting that.
Mm. So that kind of broke in the past, I guess, 12 to 24 hours that came up.
Yeah, because no one knew about that, so that was good. So, yeah, it's really cool how they implemented that. Yeah, it has a few of the, you know, the traditional sort of little moments where Stephen A. sort of likes to, like, sort of big note himself in that sort of sense, and like, I think one comment.
I don't think there was much acting in those scenes. I think that was very.
No. It was, definitely all ego taken over in that part, but yeah, it was pretty
authentic. Like, I think they've been basically presented with this scenario, and they've just been, okay, it's like, treat this as real, guys, and they've done it. And it works pretty well. It's pretty authentic.
Yeah. It doesn't feel overly canned or canned or anything like that, or like, you know, when you get like a sports athlete to act out a scene to try and sell like a product, and it just looks so
it's not Eric Gordon in NBA 2K15 is what we're saying, basically. it's a bit more natural than that.
Yep. So I think it works in that sense. And you sort of go from there, and you sort of build relationship with a certain player, and then you get to challenges and stuff of doing some of the different pro-am circuits and stuff like that to essentially make your comeback unknown and all that stuff, and establish where your name back in the frame and in the talks for getting drafted and that. So yeah, it's good little system.
So you are the comeback kid. That is the name, the generic name that you referred to in all of the cutscenes, basically. And with Nick Howard, that's the other player, I believe.
Yep,
if I remember rightly. You are together the Hype Brothers, obviously playing off the Splash Brothers. So it's now, so we have the Comeback Kid and the Hype Brothers versus President of Basketball and Orange Juice. Which do you prefer, Ben? Which do you feel is the better? I think EA may have got this one. I think they may have picked slightly better generic names in that respect in this game.
Yeah. I think it works there, and it's not as cringeworthy.
Hype Brothers.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that side works in their benefit.
I will admit that when I saw that you had to play through the one, the early stages to unlock everything, and you don't have to go too far. You don't have to go through the second chapter. So I think it's a couple of games, basically. Not too bad. And when the demo boots up, of course, you get to play an exhibition with NBA players in the Drew League. So that's pretty cool to be able to do that. So you also get to control some players who aren't available in the demo, which is nice. I'm not a big fan of having to unlock things like that. That was one of the things that, with NBA Playgrounds, that I was kind of a bit, and I said this on the podcast, a bit bothered that I had to go through all the stuff to actually unlock everything instead of jumping straight in and checking things out in the order that I wanted. I do understand it, though, and of course the one is what they want to push, but at the same time I do know that a lot of people are more interested in the NBA side of things, like the franchise experience and Ultimate Team and things like that. I think it would have been better to at least have had the Play Now game between the Warriors and the Cavs unlocked. I thought that might have been a better idea, but as I said, it doesn't take too long to unlock them, so I guess it is what it is, and they do want to push the one. But once I got there, you know, got it all unlocked now, still playing through the one, you've basically made it to the end, I believe.
Yeah, I've finished that.
Oh, the end of the demo, I should say.
Yeah, end of the demo part, yes. But, you know, I still can do some of the live run stuff and then play the play now. So, you know, there's still plenty for me to do. I can still, you know, get the loot crate rewards and all that stuff and unlock a lot more of that. So, you know, I still got a fair amount to that I can still mess around with and have fun or just even just practice.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and still practice and scrimmage around it.
The Warriors and the Cavs, the Play Now game. You can, it's of course the full game. You can do 12 and a quarters if you want, so you can experiment with that. You can experiment with the sliders. Sorry?
Okay. I thought it was locked. Oh, that must be just in the live run sort of segment where it's only locked at 5 minutes, because I'll try adjusting the time in that. So if it's...
I'm pretty sure, because there is a quarter length toggle in the options in the game settings. So...
I did, because that was the settings I was, yeah, and it seemed to be locked in at about the 5 minute mark.
Okay, but again, I'll
try again in the play now. But when I was trying to adjust it in the live run part,
I'm just talking about play now.
Okay.
So I haven't tried it, so I could be mistaken. But you've got the different options. You've got the different camera options as well. It's a pretty full featured demo. It's a lot like they did with Live 16, which. Some people may hurt the game because people can play the hell out of it and then just not get the full version. But I think it, you know, if people are going to like it, once again, they can carry the progress over to the full version. It gives you a bit of a taste of everything, except, of course, Dynasty and Ultimate Team. But it's the one, which is what they're going to be pushing. Play Now gives you a pretty good idea of what's going to happen with the NBA gameplay. You know, we've got the Warriors and the Cavs, obviously, as we said. We did speculate that there was going to be WNBA teams. That was just our speculation last week. Because I saw on the WNBA Twitter, because they did mention, the official WNBA Twitter did mention WNBA teams being in the demo. So I guess they were mistaken about that too.
Unless, you know, that's a potential unlock after 2 weeks, maybe. Who knows?
Because
the demo's going to be out for a month. So.
That's true. I mean, whether they add some new content just... to see that would be pretty cool if they added a couple of extra teams or something, but that's again speculation and wishful thinking, I guess, not reporting it as fact. But okay, so we've talked about what's in the demo, we've talked about, you know, the different options, the different modes that you can preview, how it all sets up. The big thing, of course, for live, I mean, modes are important. I wrote an article about that the Monday tip off earlier this week, but the big thing, of course, with live is the gameplay, how it plays, how it looks. So I guess that's what we should share our impressions for. What's your first take, Ben, on the gameplay?
I think there's a lot of positive in the gameplay. For me, all the little things that could be fixed in that are just minor tweaks. So it's nothing earthbreaking or like anything absolutely broken or anything like that. Anyone says that, they're a bit crazy. You know, the defense in terms of the one-to-one sort of stuff when, you know, guarding up against someone, it's definitely not canned in a lot of way, like canned in that sort of sense. So you're not magnetized into the offensive player in that sort of sense. So that's a really good sign, and it's actually a bit of a learning curve that the best defense in this sort of thing is just more about being in position, not trying to steal the ball as such. So that's a bit of a learning curve in that sense.
It's a lot more realism in that respect, that it is about foot movement and staying with them in front of the man in anticipation. Whereas you go back 10 years and you play a game, and you can even have Shaq, and you can just water bug around the court with a player like Shaq and just bump everyone out and really play defense. You've got to be smart about it now. And I think what really helps defensively is, compared to Live 14 to 16, the controls, the responsiveness on the sticks is so much smoother and so much more responsive. And that's been a big thing, that Live 14 to 16, you kind of went almost on angles, like your old isometric angles of Live 95. Not that bad, obviously. But the movement, the maneuverability wasn't as slick, wasn't as smooth, wasn't as responsive on the sticks when you wanted to go where you wanted to go. Live 18 is a lot better in that regard, and that was one of the things I wanted to see and feel, so I am very happy to see and feel that.
Yeah, you know, it definitely feels more rewarding in terms of your movement. Blocks are satisfying as hell when you get some really nice ones, and you know, some dynamic ones in that. I suppose probably I'll bring out one issue in types of thing is the sort of the body shape built in terms of weight representation in that. So, like, I'll take for instance, I'm 6'7" and about between 112 to 115 kilos, which is about 247 to 253.5 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't look, I'm not like built in terms of muscle like a LeBron kind of thing or anything like that. I still got a slight little belly, but it's nothing, you know, like Santa Claus kind of jolly kind of thing.
Sure.
But when I go to try and do my weight and height in the game and that, well, first of all, I can get to my, pretty much get to my height, but I can't get to the full weight.
Right.
That in that option and element. So even when I bump it down, like in game, I've set it to 100 kilos, but I still look really stocky and big, and like especially in the shoulders, and I'm definitely not that in the shoulders, where right. like the shoulder muscles are almost bigger than my head in a sense. So I think
the pro wrestler physique sort of.
Yeah, so I think it's just sort of tweaking the player models in that sense for a better weight representation and all that stuff. So again, nothing breaking or anything. It's just something that could be better represented or fixed and stuff like that. I suppose camera angle, but I think because there is a fair bit of camera angle, and I've seen someone suggest an option and all that stuff. So again, this would be me where I'd need to spend more time selecting the right camera angle that best suits, especially going between like the live run stuff or the one stuff where it's more one player control than going into like a 5-on-5 situation. So figure out which one works best for you in those type of scenarios.
Games. I was playing around with it earlier. The first games I was playing on baseline is it baseline low, baseline high? I'm not sure. It could just be baseline because there's a few different ones for the streets and the league. And you can actually have different camera angles for the streets and the league, which is pretty cool. You know, you can change it. So I might even try that. I was going with the default angle is baseline. I went with ESPN for the NBA game, for the Play Now. Yep. And I was originally trying baseline for the streets, which I'm still up to, obviously, in the one. I don't think you can play the league, actually, in the one as yet. So I tried, earlier before we started recording, I tried the player lock camera. And yep. I also changed the settings so that it didn't rotate. It's always focused on the opposite basket, kind of like the My Career angle that I use, which I think is turbo in 2K17. It's a similar, not quite the same, but it's a very similar kind of approach to that. And that was a bit better. The baseline angle is a bit too zoomed in, and it follows the ball, whereas this one always kind of follows the player. So, yeah, I thought that worked out pretty well. So there's a few different options to try, so you're not stuck with that. So definitely I'd recommend playing around with that.
Yeah, and again, you know, I knew this is something that I was going to have to do and spend more time with. It's probably one of the big things in terms of just sort of getting the feel for it. And again, spending, like, especially today when I was sort of playing the two games, one where we were on the chat with together and then one I played a little bit later. I was just playing the opposite teams that I was playing before, but I was trying different things. So it wasn't about winning. I was just trying to get about what works best in terms of like a form of strategy or just playing a different style in a different way, just to sort of see if things work in other ways or what feels better. There's things like that.
Well, that's the thing. We do have new dribbling controls. Player control it's still the same kind of freestyle controlling that it's right stick, although there's now a shot stick similar to 2K. They've actually, if you look at some of the button configurations, They've even got a flashy pass if you double tap the same.
And the bounce pass as well.
Bounce pass, yeah. The control layout is very similar, especially with the shot stick, to 2K. So there's probably going to be less... there's still a bit of a learning curve with it because it is different to previous lives. But if you're going back and forth between the game, it might not be as tough this year. And even you've got the back down, although I've heard that 2K18 does have some different controls, so maybe there will be still have to relearn it anyway. But you've got back down on the shoulder button instead of clicking the stick button. I think that's good as well. The only thing that I don't really like about the dribbling controls is that your standard left to right crossover, you've got to hold the R2 sprint modifier to do. I feel that should be the default left to right, and that the modifier should be between the legs. Minor nitpick, I don't know how other people feel about that, but it's, you know, still chaining together the moves and everything. You have to, you can't just wiggle a stick. You've got to actually kind of chain together the moves, as you should. You know, it shouldn't be like Live 2003, where you just wiggle a stick and spin, no matter what, to the hoop, as you could in the really old live games, the early freestyle control. So there's a bit of a learning curve there, but it's still familiar enough that I like it. And it is cool that if the faster you wiggle the stick, actually, that they will do a faster crossover. So, which reminds me of the old quick strike ball handling in Live 08 on the 360 and PS3, and like when they brought in quick strike. So they got some good dribbling tech there, I think.
Yeah, that seems to be one of the big core focus in terms of, I suppose, what might be like phase one of really trying to bring the control back to the user. So, yeah, that's one thing I've noticed that works really well in terms of that. It'll be a learning curve, you know, different players in different abilities and stuff like that. So, you know, depending on the contrast between, you know, who you're using in that, like, even if it's like the difference between like a point guard and a small forward, and that would be a pretty drastic one. So, yeah, I'm liking all that sort of feel to it and seeing what you can do it. I think Case Bay posted not too long ago, like today, or I suppose yesterday from when those people were listening to, a good dribbling tutorial video in that. So,
and also CDJ of the Gaming Tailgates posted a couple as well. I'll link them up in the forum if they're not already there. We're going to have to do some stuff like that as well. It's just a matter of putting together some video content, which I'm starting to do a bit more of. You saw the Wayback Wednesday this week. That will help. And what about also, you know, having control over floaters and things like that? I'm glad to see that as well.
Yeah, the shot and the type of shot you want to make from floaters to Euros and all that stuff.
More post moves.
Yeah, it's there's more depth in terms of that stuff. For me, it sort of brings back vibes of like Live 09. You know, for me, that was a really good in-depth, like, low post game in that sense. So seeing that kind of stuff brings back memories. And just sort of some nice moments in terms of even in some of the passes. Like, I like that they feel like they have some weight behind it when the player does it. There's still probably a little bit of tweaking in terms of a couple of passes, like close ones that are sort of still sort of chucked almost kind of above the head, where the player has to sort of raise his arms to catch it, especially if you want it to be like in a catch and shoot situation.
Yep.
But, you know, that there's the way that the player moves in terms, especially doing like a longer pass, you know, it looks like they're sort of, you know, putting their body into it to sort of really get the strength. Done some of those risky passes, like the sort of half court to full court length kind of passes. You know, you're not seeing that canned animation moment where it just goes out of bounds and like 30 or 10 feet above the player's head and all that stuff. So, you know, seeing moments like that is satisfying, you know, because those were some frustrating moments, especially in Pro-Am, you know, when we're trying to get that fast break and where like there's no one there guarding the person. It's like it just ruins the sort of moment
it's
in play.
It's like, it's time for you to have a turnover, so here you go. It's,
yeah.
It does feel very predetermined in that respect.
And you see it coming, like the moment you know the pass is like left hand, it's like, yep, it's going to be one of those ones. So, and there's nothing you can do in that sort of sense.
No,
so.
No. You mentioned defense, because defense is a lot better with the sliding of the feet and everything. You know, proper sliding, not ice skating, obviously. as it is in the older days. We've got some new defensive indicators, which I think are really great, showing you how well you are at cutting off the dribbling player. So they're really good guides there. There's a lot of on-screen guides that you can switch off as well. So if you don't want them, because there's also the steal window now. That's also getting used to, but it makes sense that you can't just spam the steal button. So that's nice. Although I did make quite a use of that in Live 15, I think, for some of the steals in Ultimate Team, I remember. But I do feel the defense could be a little bit beefier in the paint, because I found LeBron was getting to the... Well, I mean, LeBron does barrel to the hoop very easily, but I did feel it was a bit hard to stop some of the dunks. There should have been a bit more contact, I thought. But I do notice that a lot more shots in the paint are going awry. Like last year, if you got into the lane for a layup or a dunk, you could shoot 80% basically from the field. This year, there are some collisions, and just altering the shots on not just jumpers, but also shots in the paint, shots in the perimeter, I should say, and also shots in the paint, the defense is having an impact. And that was a big thing for getting more realism into the game. So that's nice to see that the defense is having a bit more of an impact, not just being able to stay with the defender, which you can, but also to be able to really challenge the shot. So that's really nice.
Yeah. I'm still seeing like a couple of, sort of... where you sort of do like a spin move and you sort of do this... sort of really obscure sort of fall away leaner kind of thing, and seeing a lot of them go in. I think there's a lot of those sort of shots that wouldn't really go in, so I think a little bit more balance and tuning there. There could be a few more misses in that sort of sense, but in terms of a lot of things, there's been a lot of improvement in a lot of areas in it, and I'm hoping that given that we've gotten this demo for such a long period of time, I still think 2 weeks was probably a good option. But if they're using this as an opportunity to sort of gain feedback and to sort of tweak and get ready for, like the day one patch and all that stuff for when the retail version comes out, then I can see the benefit of having it out for so long.
They did that with NBA Live 10, if you recall. The day one patch was, they were able to push through a lot of stuff because of the demo. They were able to take that, so... Yeah, that's obviously, or the day one patch, or the first patch, certainly, for Live 10. So, yeah, there's a benefit in having the demo out for a length of time, for about a month, as you say. So, I mean, obviously, we'll be collecting feedback and passing it along. But, yeah, that's hopefully they can make some changes. I guess one of the biggest things as well, apart from a little bit of more physicality in the paint, the elephant in the room, perhaps, the animations. I think people were hoping for a bigger jump. I have seen some very nice ones. I had a baseline drive with Draymond Green, and as this little nifty layup as I beat the defender along the baseline, and it looked very nice, the layup. There are some other ones that still look a little bit stiff, robotic, herky jerky. Throw out words. I'm not going to use the word cartoonish because that doesn't say anything. But you look at the same moves in slow motion, and they don't look nearly as awkward. I think it's the speed of the animations that more than anything else that needs to be tweaked.
Yeah, well, game speed's set at 70, which is quite high in a lot of ways. So I was thinking maybe if we tune it down to, 60, we can try from there and sort of see if it eliminates some of that... I don't want to say illusion, but could give it a more natural... look in terms of
there's just some rebounding animations, some animation transitions and such. It's just if they could tweak the speed of those animations somehow post release or even with the sliders, it could really have an impact. And I suppose some modes you can't tweak the sliders like the one and Ultimate Team and such. So if they could adjust just that, a lot of the animations they just seem to play out a little bit too quickly, and that's why they look quick, because it goes from like the hands kind of at the hip. And then it's above the head really quickly. But you see it in slow motion, the animation itself is lifelike, but it just sort of completes, it completes very quickly, and it looks stiffer and more robotic at the time. There are some animations that don't that look better than others, but I've just noticed it's the animation speed more than anything else, and if they could tune that and have the smooth transitions between animations and the animation playing out at a realistic speed, I think the game is going to look a lot better.
Yeah, I think so as well. You know, I know what you mean. I've seen a couple ones where it's like, yeah, it kind of could look a little bit better, but given what you're saying, like, they do look better, and not like super slow mo or anything, but just at a more, what would be a more natural speed.
Yeah.
I think that will help in a lot of ways. So, you know, if you are having, I guess, if you are having those, try the game speed down a little bit slower. Let us know in the forum what game speed you think helps improve it, or if you feel that there's no improvement in terms of that sort of representation in a more natural motion in that.
I know Stephen, the Live King, he's already putting some sliders out there, so you can check those out. He's been sharing those, or I believe he might. By the time this comes out, I think he'll have that information out at least. So, okay. And we'll try it as well. And as a community, I mean, this is what we used to do, was experiment with these things instead of just throwing up our hands in the air and saying, crap, you know, we actually tried to, you know, fix games. Our patching community was really big on trying to fix games on PC and enhance the experience. So certainly give that a tweak and let us know, as you said, Ben, what people find out, so we can compare notes.
Yeah.
And see what we can do to give that feedback to the developers as well and see what they can tweak it from their end. Especially, of course, since we can't tweak sliders in certain modes, but they can internally from their end do that tuning. So it's worth passing that along, that information, as always.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, use this opportunity. We've got a month to potentially give really good constructive feedback in seeing, you know, what may come in either patch 1 or even a patch 2 or 3, depending. Hopefully not 12, 13 patches, like,
or hopefully not 7 gigs apiece as well.
Yeah, that's exactly. So, you know,
fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Just wanted to touch on another technical issue. I've been having some frame rate issues on the wipes, the ESPN transition wipes. I don't know whether it's just me. Maybe need to check my settings, my TV. I don't have a great TV. It might be just something I need to check with that. But I did notice that. My pet peeve, unfortunately, we've got the metric system in the game because we're in a power region. You know, I really wouldn't want to see a switch, an option, toggle option, like in 2K between metric and imperial. It just kind of, for me, it just takes a little bit away from the presentation of an NBA broadcast when it comes up in centimeters. I'm like, you know, feet and inches. I know, cause, which is funny because I use metric, obviously, being in a power region. But but when it's basketball and NBA in particular, feet, inches, pounds, you know, that's what we want to see. So,
well, for me, I mean, like, I'm okay with ambidextrous in terms of feet and inches and that for heights, but weights, I admit, I'm more kilos and grams and all that stuff. I can't really do. So for me, yeah, I'm sort of halfway there in terms of that. So, but
I just like the accuracy of the presentation, if nothing else.
Yeah, I can understand that. I think, like, if they had, like, in brackets, like, in terms of it, so that way you can get an idea kind of stuff.
Oh, if they had both displaying at the time, that'd be great, yeah.
But yeah.
I do think when it comes up on an overlay or whatever in the game, it should be in feet and inches, just like a real NBA broadcast. It's something I'll put. Obviously, it's low down on the totem pole as far as things to fix or adjust, but it's because they did it in 14 and 15. Live 09 and Live 10 went to metric for the PAL region. It bothered me. 14, 15, they didn't. And 16, they brought it back. I'm like, oh, come on. Because, and of course, I played the game at the community event in 2015, and I saw that. And then, of course, that was over there in Tiburon in Orlando. So, that version was in Imperial. But it's something I'll throw out there. The frame rate stuff is probably the bigger concern. Also, it seemed that some of the overlays, the heads up display rather, was off center, not on center properly during the gameplay in the streets. I might have to check my settings because it was really weird how that happened. But we'll look into that. Just looking at other things from my impressions. You know, these are very quick impressions. I'm sure we'll share more in the coming weeks, and of course videos, etc. The shooting meter. How do you feel about the new shot meter?
I like it. The fact that you got two representations, so it, again, caters to people who may prefer looking at the feet or who prefer more seeing it, the hand coming from the shot.
Yeah.
In that sort of sense, where it's up high. So I like it. It does give you a good gauge in a lot of sense of, you know, when to sort of make it. So yeah, and it's simple. It doesn't like dominate the screen in a lot of ways, but it's, you can see it still where it doesn't break you away from what you're trying to do and that sort of thing, or break from the rest of the game. So yeah,
people have said it's distracting. I don't think so. I find it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, I've still got to work on it a little bit more in terms of jump shooting and stuff like that.
I will say free throws. It seems to go very quick on free throws for me to.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely a lot quicker in there. So, again, hopefully it's one of those things we can sort of balance or tweak, I guess. So we'll see what happens.
And there's also a bit of sluggishness playing online, which was compared to offline was a bit surprising, a bit disappointing. But we'll have to give that another go and see how that goes. Just looking again at my impressions, if there's anything else. ESPN presentation, obviously, really good. Again. Yeah, my overall impressions are pretty positive. I was a bit frustrated, obviously, as you know, we were chatting, trying to play online because it did feel so sluggish. But the NBA experience, which I guess I'm more interested in, really, felt really good. So I think it's obviously the tech is there, basically, and they have made some great strides. If they can push through some new patches, some updates based on feedback on the demo, it should be a pretty solid game this year.
Yeah, I think a lot of people will be surprised. You know, I've tried having a look at, in terms of reactions, and yeah, it is generally pretty positive. Like most of the positive, and there's, you know, everyone probably has like one or two little things that here or there that can be addressed, like what we've sort of just even mentioned ourselves. So
I thought there might be more criticism of the animations, and I have seen some, and it's fair because there are still some animations that, you know, well, we've just covered what we think could possibly improve that. I thought that would be a bit more of criticism I'm seeing, but yeah, like you said, it's been received pretty well so far, and a lot of the biggest complaints seem to be more about a certain approach to controls or the shot meter or something else rather than the animations themselves. I think, well, perhaps people just accept that's the EA style. I don't know, but there is improvement there as well, absolutely. So
yeah, I think it could be the fact that they see the responsiveness in the control, and they can sort of see, okay, that element of balance that they're trying to go for.
Yeah, no, that, because we've talked about that before, whether we could sacrifice some animation quality for responsiveness, and the fact that the game feels good on the sticks, and the players go where you want them to, much more than previous years, might make up for some of those animation quirks. You know, it's still fun to play and pull off moves and everything, and there's some really nice blocks. I saw you had the great blocks with the two hands off the board. You had the big blocks. I was actually more excited when I was controlling Draymond Green, being backed down by Kevin Love, and I got him on a really sort of soft fingertip block.
Yep.
And you wouldn't think I'd be excited about that, but because swats in basketball games are often, you know, big, big Mutombo swats out of bounds, waving the finger, so to speak, to actually see a block that was a bit softer, to see physics that were kind of a fingertip block, that was good. I was really pleased to see that there's lots of different blocks animations, not just big blocks, but also those soft blocks as well. It shows that it's less canned. There is some kind of live physics, I guess, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, it was good to see. I got a really nice one with, I think it was Draymond and LeBron or something like that. I have to check the video.
But I mean, I know you had one with Tristan Thompson at one point that went the two hands off the board, I think.
Yeah, and that one led to a tip jam followed by LeBron down the other end and that, so that was really cool. That was, yeah, just a good end-to-end sequence. But I got another one. I think I also posted in the...
posted in the thread. Well, yeah. The other animation that you pointed out was the getting hit in if the ball's loose and gets hit in the head. If it hits a player in the head, they should react to it, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, thought that was awesome. And yeah, I've got a video called Boom Headshot. And yeah, it's basically Derrick Rose cup him one square in the face, and he actually reacts and is sort of thrown by it at first, but he does recover pretty quickly and what happens in that play, like, after it. So But yeah, it's really cool little detail in that sort of thing. Like, you'll see the not just his face react, but also his body as well, and then him trying to recover from that. So if you get the chance, I've put the video up on our forums. I've got it on YouTube. And I've also just posted it in OS just before we started recording in that. So, yeah, I thought...
It just adds a little something, I think, you know, the whole...
It makes the players feel more alive.
Alive, yeah. So I guess that's pretty much all the impressions we have. We'll continue to share them in the forum and in the coming weeks on the podcast. Obviously a big segment to have in these initial impressions. And yeah, let us know what you think of the demo if you've tried it out in the forum, in the comments section. And if you're listening to this on YouTube, you can post there as well. And we'll definitely post some more screenshots and videos from the demo as well. We'll have those up probably by the time this goes out, but certainly over the weekend. I think we still think of doing a stream if we can get the time. Just depends on what we're doing. But yeah, I do feel positive about the game, Ben. It's stepped up, and hopefully we'll continue with patches and into the future. You know, we need to see what the full version brings as far as other features, but I think it's a very solid demo, and the reactions that it's getting could be a pretty good, strong comeback year for Live, and hopefully so.
Yeah, you know, it's good for us to have a second viable option, you know, just something fun to play and you know, just feel like something like different flavors. Like, you can't eat vanilla ice cream all the time, so you need something to it or something different just to sort of... just for that different taste than that. So that's really cool. Thinking while we have the opportunity, mentioning about the bonus or the pre-order element.
Oh yeah, we'll get to that now. So one thing we didn't mention, of course, is that the cover player has been officially revealed as James Harden. We sort of buried the lead on that one. So James Harden, it kind of leaked a couple of weeks ago, and we got official confirmation today. We saw some pretty cool videos with the people at the event.
Rest in peace, Dougie's ankles.
Yep. Good game, bro. he gave it his best shot, but turns out James Harden's pretty good offensively. So James Harden is the cover player. The cover is, that's kind of a unique cover design, Ben, with the streets on one side and the league. So you don't have the one picture of Harden on the cover.
Yeah, it's an interesting dynamic for what they've done in the past. So,
representing both sides of the game that they're representing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So they got essentially a 2-for-1 cover.
Yeah. I don't think Harden got 2 paychecks for that, for the cover, for taking 2 pictures. So
I'm sure he's pretty content with these.
He's probably well compensated with real currency. And not just virtual currency, reward points, or skill points. So I think he probably got real dollars for that. Yes, so we know that there's the cover player. There was a short, I think, about 30-second trailer. Follow no one is the tagline on that one for the cover reveal of James Harden. And it shows him playing in both the league and the streets. Demo is out, as we said. The other thing is the pre-order bonus, as you said, Ben, and it's an interesting approach to a pre-order bonus compared to what we've seen for other games.
Yeah, depending on some retailers and that, you can get the game for $40 US as opposed to $60. So
you get a third off. Yeah, yeah. Usually with the pre-order editions, you're paying more for them. And there is actually a leaked deluxe edition that showed up on the Amazon UK site. We don't really know what's it about or whether it's an erroneous listing, but there is a more expensive deluxe edition. Maybe that will come with some Ultimate Team packs or something like that. We can only speculate on that. So that sounds like there might be a deluxe edition. But yeah, if you pre-order, you can actually get it cheaper, which is quite unique. And obviously, they're pulling out all the stops and making the game better, but all kinds of incentive to get people to get back into the game. Very smart on EA's part.
Yeah, you know, given the delays or just sort of, I don't want to say fail, but, you know, sort of not as well received. Yeah, you know, the shortcomings. I was trying to find a polite way. You know, of the game, the games of the past, and that. I think this is a good way. Definitely takes out that stigma that, you know, EA's out to cash grab. You know, like only releasing like half a game, and then you know, then they'll do the whole season pass thing where they get the other half of the game for an extra, basically, double amount. So taking out that sort of stigma element where a lot of people will sort of bash EA. And criticize and all that stuff for. So I think, and shows goodwill towards the community, you know, for being patient in terms of, you know, trying to get the game to where it needs to be and stuff like that.
Definitely.
So yeah, I think that's a good enough, you know, if you're looking at, you know, we're just buying, going to buy the one, this might pique your interest in buying two games in a sense, given that you're not spending twice as much in that sense.
Sure, just save some money and get both and have the two experiences. Absolutely. Very smart strategy, as we said. Also very smart is the release date, September 15th, which coincides with the early tip-off weekend for 2K18. So there was speculation where would it be. There was a rumor, because GameSpot put out this, as we said last week, a December release date, and people started running with that. And it was kind of, so I don't want to call anyone out, because a few people picked it up. But there was some kind of irresponsible journalism going on with people picking up and running with that GameSpot date and speculating on, oh, and this could mean real problems for NBA Live. And then EA came out themselves, EA's reps and devs came out and said, yeah, that's not the case. That was GameSpot pulling that out of their ass, basically. the date is September 15th, to coincide with the early tip-off weekend. We saw how Live 15 pushing their release date back hurt the game and the sales there. Yeah. So, again, a very smart decision to have it come out, not just on the street date of the 19th, which is the street date for 2K18. I'm sure a lot of stores are going to break it, as usual, because that's always the case. Nothing as good as when we got Live 06 early in Australia, though. Remember that glorious day?
Oh, yeah, it was like 3 weeks early, wasn't it?
It was definitely earlier, yeah. We made a big fuss about it, and that never happened again. So,
yeah, and I kept bragging that, you know, I was proud that none of us, no Aussies, actually pirated it. Like, we put it on, like, torrent sites or anything like that. So I was pretty proud that...
No, well, yeah. It's only Game of Thrones that we pirated.
Yeah.
So. But then apparently everyone does that. Piracy is banned in the NLC forum. But... regardless, September 19th, if they put it out there, then obviously the early tip-off weekend, they get the jump on Live again. I mean, 2K's obviously got such a great product out that it's hard enough to compete already with Live having to play catch-up and come back. But for it to actually launch on the same day, yeah, it's just smart business, and I'm happy to see that. I'm definitely happy to see that the December date, for whatever reason that was chosen, was so wide of the mark, and it's a shame that people pick up that story and ran with it without any confirmation. I was a bit disappointed in that.
Yeah, and there was actually EA had the earnings report from the previous quarter and that, and usually in that one actually they posted, you know, things that were coming out the following quarter, and Live 18 was mentioned in that. So you know, the fact that they ran with that without verifying that information, if I can see it pretty easily, I'm pretty much sure they could as well. I'm pretty sure they had the same sources and that I did. So, yeah, that was disappointing to see that error in that report.
It kind of feels that when people do that, they're looking for Live to fail so they can feel smug and talk down about the brand. And look, I know we've been accused of being Live fanboys. We've had plenty of criticisms in the past. We want both games to succeed at the end of the day. But if you're going to criticize the game and to resort to that kind of speculation, yeah, that was kind of disappointing to see. I do think that it's been... It was resolved fairly quickly with some retractions, but it's still kind of hurtful to put it out there. And you do wonder, are you trying to hurt the game or what's your motivation kind of thing? Especially when you start speculating on top of... You know, all they had to go on was an erroneous date. And then they started speculating on top of that. It was a bit... I thought that was a bit sloppy, but, you know, to those people's credit, they did post retractions and confirmations once that came through. So September 15th, that's when we're going to get the game, and you can pre-order that, get the 33% off. I believe that might be, well, hopefully it's worldwide on different retailers. We'll have to check into that.
Yeah, I've been checking the Australian stores and stuff at the moment. Haven't it hasn't been listed up yet. So.
Yeah, I was checking JB Hi-Fi hasn't been listed, as you said. As far as the deluxe edition, if that's a thing, what do you think that's going to entail? Again, I think it's just going to be something like Ultimate Team Packs.
Not sure. I was trying to think what they... If it comes with any extra physical, like, promotional stuff, I don't know.
I think it's digital, though, so it must be in-game.
Okay, so, yeah, it'd have to be in-game then. So, yeah, so some bonus loot crates, I guess, that you can unlock immediately.
Good point. Extra RP.
Ultimate team stuff, yeah, it'd have to be things like that. Other than that, not 100% sure. Obviously, we're still, you know, waiting to know more about some of the other game modes and stuff. So, whether anything in terms of those could apply, that they could put extra things with. So
definitely.
I think we'll wait and see at this stage.
Absolutely. We still need to get a confirmation of the fact that there is a deluxe edition for a start. But it is listed on Amazon UK, so for the moment it seems to be a possibility at least. We'll cover that as news comes through and we have actual details on that. But I think that's pretty solid speculation. Ultimate Team stuff or a bit of extra RP. As you say, maybe some bonus loot crates, either way.
Yeah. You know, something to really help get your one player sort of started a little bit further along kind of things. So, yeah.
To be the one in style as well.
Yeah.
Before we move on to some 2K18 news, because we do have some good news there this week as well, just going to touch on something that's very important to the quality of the game, the NBA Live 18 soundtrack. Yes, I'm got a crowbar to lodge my tongue out of my cheek for that. But hey, the soundtrack, people do like to listen to music, obviously, and people do seem to care a lot about the soundtrack. And something that's rather noteworthy this year, Ben, looking at the soundtrack listing, is there's obviously a lot of up-and-coming artists, underground artists, which they've been doing with the NBA Live mixtape over the past few years. But I am actually seeing some more big names that people might recognize. Kid Cudi, Nas, who else? Rick Ross.
Kendrick
Lamar, Gorillaz, you know, so they actually do have some big names mixed in with the up-and-coming artists, and that's cool to see as well. I mean, the soundtrack is never a huge deal to me, whether it's 2K18 or Live 18, 2K or Live. I either enjoy enough of it or it just fades into the background, but yeah, they've got some big artists on the here this year. Machine Gun Kelly, recognize them as well. I think they performed at WrestleMania a few years back for the fellow wrestling fans in the audience. So, yeah, the full soundtrack has been revealed. With the release of the demo, it's actually gone live on Spotify as well. So, once, much like the 2K18 soundtrack, you can tune in. But, yeah, I mean, as Kenny pointed out, there's no Remember the Name or Grind Time. So, that's always disappointing. There's no throwback tracks in that respect. That'd be great if they could do that, actually, if they could bring back.
Well, there is DNA, so it's in their DNA.
I suppose so, yeah.
And that's actually a throwback to like Live 09.
Indeed.
Live 10.
Indeed. So, yeah, looking at the soundtrack, we've heard some of it in the demo, of course. Sure, you know, it works fine for me. It depends on your musical taste, I suppose. I'm pretty easy with a lot of stuff. But it's, I'm fine with it. Don't know about you.
Yeah, I mean, I listened to it because at the time when it was posted, there was only about 13 of the songs of the 31 that were on the Spotify link.
Yep.
I'm not too sure it's been updated since then, but obviously playing the demo in the last, since started downloading it 11 and a half hours ago, or 23 and a half hours ago. There's been a couple more songs that I've sort of gotten into because I didn't know quite a lot of them, because I actually haven't been listening to a lot of new music the last year, in a sense. So
we're all 30-somethings. We don't listen to new music, people. You know,
yeah.
All you people in your late teens and up to mid-20s that are still hip and with it, it'll happen to you. I just checked. As of this recording, it hasn't gone up, but I reckon by the end of the 11th US time, probably will have, because that's what was said in the press release. But yeah, as of this recording, it's not. But they will all be on Spotify. That is the plan anyway.
Yeah. Well, there was a few songs that I'd heard in the actual soundtrack that were actually pretty cool, pretty catchy. So I just got to find out which ones they were and listen to them a bit more, sort of. Because, again, they were just sort of more playing in the background when I was trying to stream and play at the same time. And looking forward to listening to the rest of it and finding out which songs I do like and don't like even more.
And we won't be grumpy old men forever, I guess. Old dogs will learn new tricks, or in this case, music. And of course, the only thing we have to worry about now is the shoelace physics, I suppose.
Yep.
With proper frayed aglets on the ends of the laces, of course.
You know, unless it's got the little steel caps at the end of it.
But even so, then they've got to be a bit scuffed and scratched. And if not, pre-order. Well, you know, pre-order cancelled. So moving on to NBA 2K18 now, we got another developer diary this week, and this one was a video developer diary. The previous one was a blog post on a Facebook note. This is the art behind NBA 2K18, and this actually gave us a look at 2K18 in action from cinematic camera angles, of course. 2K Sports, their game is looking pretty good too, and I suppose no real surprise there, but we saw pretty good animations, obviously. We saw a lot of the new jerseys. Some of them we like a bit more than others, but there's been a lot of impressions coming out from the event the other week, and the developer diary in particular highlighted the focus on representing the players, and you can see the work that's gone into the faces. They've got scars, stretch marks, and faded tattoos are properly represented, with they've scanned the players. Attention to the uniforms have been scanned, and even face scanning for my players has been improved with more facial editing. Been revamped a little bit, new hairstyles this year. So it basically goes into all the aesthetics of the game and shows a bit of gameplay as well. What did you think of that, Ben?
It was actually good watching it in 4K.
I imagine so, yeah.
Because you get to see obviously a lot more of the detail. And that's something I'd like the live stuff to sort of show as well. Because then you get a more fairer comparison between the two.
Mm.
You know, it is a difference definitely between 1080p and 4K. So yeah, just to sort of see those little details and stuff that you might not be able to see in 1080p, you know, that'll bring up a little bit more. I do want to say that there is some details that Live has in terms of on like the player models and stuff, and that'll be like freckles and birthmarks and stuff like that as well. Like,
yep.
So you'll see that kind of detail as well. So for those who, you know, it's not just in 2K and that, where they've really added that element to it. So that's really cool to see that in both games, that, you know, we're getting to that stage where we can actually put that exact sort of likeness in it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the scanning has helped everything. Like, both companies just scanning everything they can get their hands on.
Yeah, like yeah.
Where you see scuff marks on the court and everything. As we've said before, we've come a long way from sprites and pixels and pixels for eyes and everything like that.
When we finally got to eyes.
Yeah. So we got the look at it in action. Video was very nice to see. I think they got a lot of people hyped. The hands-on impressions, the people who got the hands-on with the at the studios in Novato the other week, mentioning a few key points. Enhancements to the artificial intelligence, especially on the defensive logic, the defensive end of the floor. And that's a big thing, of course, that we've talked about before with 2K17, just especially with pick-and-roll defense has been a bit lacking. So they fixed it. They kind of fixed it in one of the last few patches that came out. But to hear the defense has really been picked up and that you can play better defense is welcome to hear for 2K18.
Yeah. Given some of the sort of can one-to-one sort of sequences and stuff, then they kind of got really frustrating the last couple of years. So really hoping that, you know, these improvements do really show, especially, you know, for the moments in Pro-Am and that, you know, that we've had. So that's what I'm really hoping in that sort of sense, that it isn't. Again, this is sort of going to come back to some of the things that were said for the game last year. So whether it was just PR talk or whether it's genuine in that sort of sense. So again, for me, and I know probably other people, because of the misinformation, I guess, or that they'll want to see before they play, I guess, and, you know, yeah, to be convinced that it's there. To see it, to believe it, and that sort of element. So, not trying to dog it. It was just, yeah, like given a few things, yeah, okay, they've generally had a pretty good track record, you know, but given those little missteps from last year, I think it hurt a lot of people's interest in that. So,
well, people have been comparing some of the Hansen impressions from this year to last year, and there's a lot of similar phrasing, a lot of things, similar things said. And I suppose if you feel that the game is improving each and every year, then it's an honest opinion. But yeah, it is funny that they've gone back and looked at some of the Hansen impressions and like, yeah, this is kind of what they said last year, and this is what happened last year. So the skepticism, just like with Live, is going to be there. And until people get their hands on the game, which they will, we'll go into that in a sec. Something else they mentioned, of course, the shot feedback has been expanded with more information. Actually, similar to Live as far as how open the shot is, and knowing how we've sort of felt about the shot feedback in especially in 2K Pro-Am, I do like the idea of actually getting a bit more information just to see how the shot contesting logic works, because we have felt a bit robbed, as we've said in the past about that. So just to get a bit more shot feedback, I know some people feel it's unnecessary, but just to see how the mechanics work, I think is very important. And it's great that both games are being a bit more open, a bit more transparent about this.
Yeah. How else are we going to learn that where we could make improvements in terms of our timing and stuff like that, or the circumstances that we took our shot? So, yeah, I think that play a big benefit
that sense. And you can see where it's broken as well and say, well, hey, a really late release is actually better than a slightly early one.
Yeah.
So you can actually give some quality feedback to the developers and say, well, we can see how it's actually playing out. Is the feedback broken? Is the shot timing broken? You know, where are the bugs in this? But this is what we've noticed. So again, that's all feedback that we can give to the developers. And of course, they can see it themselves, obviously, with the system in place. But that is great to see. Pick and roll defense means smarten up, player speed better handled. So a lot of tweaks to the gameplay that sound really good. There was a reference to My Dynasty in one of the articles, which got people very excited. Turns out that the person who wrote that has just misspoke. That's actually referring to my team. So there is no My Dynasty. Dynasty, I'm pretty sure, is... Well, we think that's still going to be the name of the franchise mode in Live this year. So there is no My Dynasty. There's My League, My GM, My League Online, My Career, and My Park, and My Team, and 2K Pro-Am. So the odd one out, not my crew, which we thought it was going to be. So yeah, some promising impressions coming out about 2K18 as well. You know, we haven't got our hands on that as yet. We will, as we'll talk about in a moment, but encouraging to hear, and it is also encouraging that 2K are bringing people in early enough to give quality feedback. So it's not just a promotional event, and they're not bringing in people who haven't played basketball games. They're not really into the basketball games, not in the sim community and everything. They're bringing in people who know what they're talking about, who are passionate about NBA 2K, and doing so early enough to get quality feedback, as EA have done with their community events. So that's really good to see 2K doing that, especially, you know, what they are the brand leader in sales and, I guess, Metacritic scores, reception, critical response. So for them to actually be taking on board the fan feedback and such is encouraging, because we've sometimes felt that it's been thrown back in our face, but this reinforces a lot of what was said in the Operation Sports interview a couple of months ago about how they are committed to listening to that feedback. So it's encouraging to see.
Yeah, for sure. I do want to say, in terms of one thing in regards to that trailer, the video that they came out with as well. A lot of the player faces do look, and player models in that do look a lot better. You know, that it for me, it's probably been their biggest visual jump in terms of things since 2K14. I felt like things sort of stayed stagnant in a lot of sense. And for me, it was probably similar, like from 2K12 to 13, or even actually 2K11 to 2K13 on current, like, well, what was current gen at the time?
Prior gen, shall we say?
Yeah. So
the last generation of this one, it's kind of been that mid to late generational jump, with intergenerational, I suppose, intragenerational jump, basically, where you actually thought, well, this is as good as it's going to get on the current generation, and then they go a step further.
Yeah, so it's good to see them actually have that visual improvement in a lot of in a lot of things. Still feel, in most cases, like, in regards to what I've said before about the skin texturing, kind of look better in 2K14. Sort of seeing the video in 4K, you know, it's a little bit closer in terms of comparison to what I thought before. But yeah, still think there was an element in there's something in what they did with 2K14 with the skin that looked more like skin in a sense. So
just the lighting effects looked a bit better, maybe.
Yeah, or this sort of a slight subtle subsurface sort of stuff that really helped bring the skin that sort of rubber bandish sort of rubberish sort of texture, and that, like, when you stretch a rubber band through the light and all that stuff, then you sort of see like the light and that come through it. I know it's kind of hard to
translucency.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah, there was just something about the way that sort of looked in that sort of sense. So, yeah, and that's sort of something where I'd like to also see Live sort of do in terms as well, and just sort of help bring up their skin texturing a little bit more to life in that sort of sense. And
definitely.
I think the clay has sort of potentially been the word that we've used for theirs. So
clay, plasticky, sort of.
Yeah, yeah.
That kind of. People say cartoonish, but people say cartoonish about a lot of things. So,
yeah.
Which is in itself a cartoonish criticism.
Yeah.
Ironically. So we've got some more screenshots. As you said, the player models are looking a lot better. They mentioned that they went back and did that. And we needed to. They needed to, because we saw a lot of players in 2K17 who were much too skinny. High school. It looked like high school players when they're obviously full-grown men and much more filled out from years of hitting the gym, and as players do these days. So that's obviously looking better. We have some ratings, I should say, with the screenshots. Nothing really out of the ordinary. Kyrie Irving is a 90 overall, same as John Wall. So a cover player is 90 overall. I think that's pretty fair, though, with Kyrie, I suppose.
Yeah.
The player that he is. Enjoy him in a Cavs jersey while you can, maybe. We don't know. The other thing that we should mention before we move on to talking about the preview that we're going to get of 2K18 in about a month's time is the Amiibo compatibility, which apparently is going to happen for Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, that's a surprising little thing that was announced.
It's kind of been leaked. It hasn't really been officially announced.
But yeah, oh, true. Okay.
It's there on the Japanese store page, so it looks like it's going to be a thing for Switch. Yeah.
Do you think it'll be off a cover boy or legend cover or.
Yeah, or I don't know.
Of maybe like an NBA logo sort of one? And I don't know. It's.
Well,
this is one.
They're talking about getting Mario in the game and things like that on the Switch. Or maybe for My Park, some Nintendo outfits. You know, rocking the Link's tunic from Legend of Zelda, maybe in Park. That would be pretty funny. And or Mario's overalls, things like that. That's the speculation at the moment. Yeah, something like that. I imagine it's going to be pretty gimmicky, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I guess kind of like the PlayStation Move controls and the Kinect and such were a bit gimmicky when they try to incorporate things there. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's. I mean, we don't have Switch, so it's hard for us to really get excited about any kind of speculation, I suppose. But I imagine it's going to be something like that. And hey, fair enough. If for people who like doing that, you know, go nuts. Enjoy. I'm not going to... like I say, I suppose it's hard to know what else to say about it, really. But worth mentioning, because it did catch our eye.
Yeah. I wonder if it will just be for this year, or if they'll do it for the following as well. So, yeah, it was one of those little wait-and-see sort of things. So.
Just a matter to see if it takes off, I suppose.
Yeah.
So the final piece of news we have this week for 2K18, big show, of course, as we said, lots of news this week and lots of impressions to share with the NBA Live 18 demo. But speaking of demos, looks like we might get one for we will get one for 2K18. The Prelude is coming again.
Yep.
But I speculated in the news post that I made on the front page and in the forum when I shared the news that it was going to be similar to last year. According to Steve from OS, that's not the case. There's no details on what it's going to be yet, but apparently it's not going to be like last year where we got to play through the college part of Prez's career and then get to the draft, kind of like how it's going with the one in the Live 18 demo at the moment. But apparently it's going to be different this year, so it makes you wonder what it's going to be. Is it just going to be a different story, or is it just going to be something with... I would have thought it would still be something with my career.
Oh, for sure. You'd have to, otherwise... Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just a demo, basically. They might as well just call, might as well just call it the NBA 2K18 demo. I mean, it's got to be story-related. So even if it's not the same as 2K17, it could still be a similar concept. But then it's apparently, if I'm understanding this correctly, it's not that. So has the Prelude just become a fancy name for the 2K18 demo? Or what else could they do? I imagine there's got to be something with my career there to start.
They'd have to. Otherwise, I don't see how it... Well, obviously, like with Lives 1, how it's got the one and all that, how you can do like a bit of the... You know, build the story element and get your character up a little bit in terms of its ratings and you know, build that element of foundation before you get to the release retail or the retail game and that. So, yeah, it's a wait and see one in this case, or until we know more, whether that be next week or the week after.
And it's coming out September 8th, so a week before the early tip-off weekend, so we're not going to get as much time with it, which makes me think it's going to be much like last year's Prelude. It's not going to be huge. It's just going to be a bit of a preview of the game. I guess it's going to have a tutorial similar to the Prelude 2K17 and the Live 18 demo, of course. I imagine it's going to have something like that. 2KU, if they continue to use that branding, might as well. It's a solid enough brand name for the tutorial as any other mode, as any other one, any other moniker, I should say. But yeah, we don't know what else is going to be, but I am glad that they are releasing something like this. It gives us something to do as we're waiting for the game, get a head start on my career or whatever other modes in the game. What if they do an Ultimate Team Prelude? That'd be pretty cool. I mean, I guess it's not for you, but if they did something, that's the only thing that I could think of, just having it, giving you some kind of head start on one of the modes.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Unless they got this new mode that we don't know about yet.
My Prelude?
The Prelude to the Prelude?
Yeah.
Or Preludeception?
Preception? Yeah. But it is nice that we are getting these demos. For a while there, the demos just weren't coming out for either game. You weren't really getting the previews, the try before you buy, and giving you something fun to play in the week leading up to it. And you look at how quiet the preview season starts off these days. To really end it with a bang, to give us a bit of hands-on time with the game in some form, I really like it. I like that both companies are doing it.
Yeah, and I think definitely helps in terms of, you know, the consumer decision. You know, is there enough in this to keep me interested in buying a retail version and that? Yeah. So,
is the gameplay up to scratch this year? Is this drawing me in?
Yeah, and especially, you know, if they're going to order like the Legendary Edition or Gold One and all that stuff, then
definitely,
you know, if they're going to put down that kind of money for it, then you'll definitely want to, like, test driving a car, want to know before you buy it, try before you buy.
Yeah, and it back in the day, 2K's demos in particular were pretty disappointing and didn't do the games justice. One of the reasons it really took me a while to get into the 2K series, also the first incarnations of IsoMotion, I don't think were that good. They really got good when they added right stick controls. Now both companies are kind of copying each other in that respect, which I'm fine with. As long a good idea is a good idea, the fact that they are apparently changing up controls a bit this year in 2K18 again gives us a chance to really get a bit of a head start on learning the controls, much like the Live 18 demo as well. So to actually put out the Prelude like they did last year and have it be a pretty solid experience and a fun experience, because I enjoyed playing through the Prelude last year. I think it's a great idea, for both companies to do that. I'm glad that they are doing it again this year, and I guess not surprising given that it was received pretty well last year.
Yeah, you know, enjoyed the college experience element to it. And, you know, got to sort of help in terms of getting ready for that day one when we were doing Pro-Am straight away, and I think as soon as the actual game came out.
Do you think this year it might focus on my park, perhaps? I'm throwing out all these ideas that you just love.
Yeah.
My team, my park, let's see, what else? My League Online. We probably have some fun with My League Online, actually, so that's maybe a bad example.
Yeah, well,
My League Online with the Cavs and the Warriors, the teams that we don't like. So.
Yeah. if we were able to do what we wanted to do with My League Online, like what we were sort of about talking before 2K17 came out, like between you, me, Leo, and Kenny, and Andrew, all the X and all that stuff, you know, the sort of ideas that we were running with that kind of thing, that would have been really cool.
We can do it this year. They've got expansion, or they've got rebranding in My League Online this year.
Okay.
As we noted in the developer blog, but I think they've still got the same fantasy draft aspect. So it's kind of not quite what we want, but we can look into it, see if it's what we want.
Yeah, give it a roll. But in regards to your question, in terms of what was it? It was not my team, but
my dynasty.
My dynasty.
That's what someone thought it was.
No, no, not that. How sort of going between, like, just before you said My League Online and
My Park.
Oh yeah, that's the one. Look, we've had some fun moments in Park. But for me, it wouldn't
also
be a selling. Yeah. For me, it wouldn't be a selling point. You know, to do that sort of thing, it'd be, and given to, like, if they have the issues that happened in particularly in the first two versions of Park After Dark, then yeah, that's not going to go well for them in terms of trying to sell the game and, you know, to the consumer in that sort of sense. I think it really would have to be.
I keep coming back to thinking that even if it's different some way, that it's still gonna have to be my career related, because it's the one that makes the most sense. I mean, maybe there is some My Park involved. Maybe you don't play through the early part of the story, but it's got to have to do something with your My Player and the connected modes. Surely, because it's the one that makes the most sense for a short demo.
Unless they're doing the whole My Park that. Or, like, you're starting from the street element instead of, like, a college element. You know, that's where the story would begin, maybe.
Like Live is doing? I mean, maybe. You don't know. Could be.
But then would they call it My Street?
My Street, yeah.
Kenny might rebrand his one to Neighbors.
Yeah. Ramsey Street, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like an NBA Street home court where you can actually put in your hometown. You can play in Ramsey Street, that'd be great. So I guess, as you said, it's a wait and see to find out more details about this, but we are getting the prelude, and yeah, good on 2K for releasing that again, because it was enjoyable last year. So we've actually come to the end of the news this week. It's a longer than usual show because of the impressions for the Live 18 demo, of course. That's one of the things we've been playing, but we've been playing a few other things in the past 7 days or so. We're going to talk about that in our week in basketball gaming.
Play. It looks simple, but it's hard to execute.
What a smooth segue. You know, I'm getting pretty good at this whole digital broadcasting thing, Ben. You know what I'm not good at, though, is troubleshooting, which is kind of a problem because I work in IT, in computer repair specifically, and, man, I've been having a bit of problems with my desktop at the moment. I think it's a driver conflict somewhere. I've had a couple of blue screens. Touch with it, it's not going to happen again. I'm still doing some investigations. All the hardware is coming up fine. Again, touch wood. But the game, my PC crashed. It blue screened last Friday night. I think after we finished recording, possibly, or maybe before we started recording, in fact. And as a result, it actually corrupted some of my save files for Live 08 and Live 06, because I had I'd fired them up to get some screenshots for the Friday Five, and I was trying to run those games again to check a few things out and get some more screenshots for future articles, and they were just crashing. You know, this application is closed and as it caused an error. You know, the Windows 7 error.
Yep.
So I'm trying everything. I reinstalled the game. I got my spare computers out, my spare desktops, and I'm installing it on there just to see whether there's a problem with the disks or something. And then it dawns on me about the corrupted files. That should be the first port of call. Do you know how many times over the years I've told people, if you're having problems with the game live with live on PC crashing, it just does not really give you a specific error message, delete the contents of your working DB and current DB database folders. They're temporary. The game will refresh them. That's the cause of most things. Did I do that first of all? No, I didn't. I went through reinstalling the games and getting the, as I said, getting my spare desktops out to reinstall it on there as well, just to test that the disks weren't. You know, I look at the disk. No, it's not really scratched or anything. It should be working fine. You know, is it the disk? I'm looking through other things, and I finally went through one of the crash logs in the temporary folder, and I saw references to what I recognize as fields in the DBF files, and I'm like, oh, it's got to be corrupted database files in the current DB and working DB folder, isn't it? Sure enough, I clear that out, and I put the disk back in, fire it up, working fine. Like, thank you, there's no problem with the installation, but look at all the time I've wasted today trying to sort this out, just so I can get some damn screenshots for some articles. But it's, I felt so embarrassed sitting here by myself at the computer doing it, because, again, how many times I've told people that troubleshooting method in the forum in the 16 years that I've been running the site, and I'm a computer technician, you know, background in IT, troubleshooting, repairing computers is what I do for a living, which is why it's frustrating that there's a driver issue somewhere they've got to track down. If anyone's PC should be running fine, it should be a technician's, right? So
yep.
This whole situation, just red-faced all over. But the good news is I think I may have got the PC running stable again with some fixing some things up. Keep focusing on that. Keep trying to do some troubleshooting on that, of course. If nothing else, I do have the games running again. And I know, because I've told so many other people so many times, if this happens again, I know what I'm doing first. I'm deleting the files in that folder, those two folders, because I'm putting 2005 and 07 in. Well, these are running. Why are these running but 06 and 08 aren't running? I'm looking through the registry. I'm looking for all the hard solutions, the hard problems, and totally overlooking this simple solution. And you stare at yourself in the mirror like, you call yourself a technician. You call yourself an IT professional, Andrew Begley. But
I had a similar experience when I was doing web design, and I've been working at a community center site, the community center I was working at for like 2.5 years, and I was working on their website, and I'd uploaded it and everything to the FTP, and then, you know, the site was to work and all that stuff, and then the FTP manager and that from memory I have used before.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't the one that named the HTML file, like the pages and all that stuff. So when I uploaded it and, you know, the site wasn't working, I was going, what the hell's going wrong? And, you know, I was stressing because the 2IC was on my back, and, you know, when's the site going to be up? And I'm like problem solving. I'm trying to think back to all the things that I've done before that I knew could be the causes of the problem. And I couldn't figure it out. I called up a mate who also had done... it was in cPanel from memory, I think it was.
That, oh, yes.
And do you know what the problem was?
What's that?
In the name of the HTML file, where it's home or index... The one that's generally get refers to as the home page and that... I had a capital letter instead of lowercase.
Oh, okay. It's a one thing. It's just...
Yeah, it's the simplest one little thing, but it didn't dawn on me. And I had it in uppercase because I had all the others in uppercase, which they all worked in. It was just the index page, essentially, that did not work with a capital letter. And I kept it as uppercase because, like, in terms of... trying to look professional in continuity between all the pages names and all that stuff. So I had to fix that and correct that and do that even for all the linked pages and that all the pages that linked back to the home page and that. So changed all that to lowercase so it didn't cause the confusion. And so, yeah, that was a stressful day. And needless to say, I needed a very hard drink after that. Yeah. And just because of that one simple little thing, it was like, wow. And because, I mean, I'd never occurred this problem before, it didn't dawn on me that would be the cause. And so, but yeah, I was trying all these different things, re-uploading every file and folder and all that stuff, all the images. And yeah, I spent like a whole day stressing about it. And yeah, having this 2IC that was evil on my back, and it was like, yeah, it wasn't a pleasant experience. So I know the frustration very well.
So computers, eh? It's IT. But we got there in the end. That's the main thing. Before we talk a little about our Prime experiences, as we do, the offline gamers who play online all the time, as we mentioned last week, we may have a rivalry. We may have some rivals, Ben.
Yeah.
Healthy
competition.
We played a couple of games against these guys, and I think we've beaten them once, and they beat us last week. Shout out to the real things, I guess. They tracked us down on YouTube, because you put the branding up, our Twitter and everything in the NLSC is all over the NLSC Community Center for the home court of NLSC Thrill Ho.
Yep.
So they've looked us up and they found it, and yeah, they kind of talked a bit of trash, I guess, on the YouTube videos. Oddly enough, the portion of the podcast that I uploaded talking about NBA Playgrounds, so not even the 2K Prime, not even NBA 2K, they just found the Playgrounds video. But they talked a little bit of trash. Like, okay, fair enough. I guess we've got a bit more incentive to try and beat you. It'll be interesting to see if we match up with them in a couple of sessions this week. See if...
Do you think they've been patiently waiting for us tonight?
Oh, I hope so, and I hope we win. I'm amazed they didn't downvote the video. I mean, if you're going to talk trash and call us bitches, I mean, the least you can do is try and ruin our rating on the video by downvoting it. But... Hey, they were cool. They just wanted to talk a little trash. Got to respect that. That's some old school basketball mentality right there. I guess we've just got to bring it on the hardwood, Ben. The virtual hardwood.
Yeah. So hopefully, yeah, we get to play them and beat them again this weekend. So that'll be fun.
Get some revenge on that one. The rubber match, I think. I think it might be the third time we play them. Last week, we actually got Kenny back on the Pro-Am squad and played a couple of games with us.
Yeah, he'd been dearly missed, and you know, it was good to have him back on, and it felt like old times in that sense. And so, yeah, hopefully he didn't get too jaded by the experience and all that stuff, and hopefully we can get him back on. So, fingers crossed.
I think we won at least two out of the three that he played, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
The first game we actually beat an elite tier team, so that was good.
Yeah.
That was a double-digit scoring for all of us all around. They had a 5'7" shooting guard. I made a note of that, because that was pretty rare that you see the 5'7" shooting guard.
Yeah.
But
and I was just thinking, we all had like 5 assists in that game as well.
We really were moving the ball very well in that one, yeah. We all had all ended up with at least 5 or 6 assists apiece. I think I might have hit double digits in that one.
Yeah.
But... yeah, we were all sort of racking up the assists towards there. 182-76, that one. We won the third game after we just pulled away in the second half. It says here that I led the team in scoring ahead of Leo, 22-19. That's pretty... I mean, for me, as the playmaker, that's pretty rare to... that's got Leo like that. Second game, though, we were totally screwed over. Remember, we had the can turnovers.
Oh, yeah.
An offensive foul that led to free throws. I hope they fix that this year.
Was that against Real Things?
It might have been. It might have been, come to think of it.
Because yeah, I think we got them the night before, didn't we?
I know we've beaten them at least once, and then they got us back. That's when they did it, yeah. But we did sort of get screwed over in that one. So,
yep.
I mean, if you're going to talk trash, you know, the refs helped you. It's like, the league helped you, the refs helped you. But we did lose that one. We also played a bit of My Park.
Yeah,
we got some 4v4 going, that was, which we haven't done before, and it kind of worked out because we won 3 in a row. We had a really good comeback victory in game 1. We wanted to go for the five in a row trophy, but unfortunately we just didn't have opponents to go. We had to leave the court.
Yeah, so for for us getting called bitches, it was more like them bitching out to well, play against us.
That's someone else, but yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it worked with 4v4 because we basically came straight from Pro-Am as well. Because we're so used to Pro-Am, it was very similar to Pro-Am, only, of course, in the MyPark setting.
Yeah.
So it worked out a little bit better. Remember, they took ages, and then they just came around, and they faced us again. And then we just waited, and we're just watching them off to the side, like, come on, we want to get the 5 in a row, and we got 3. So
And then they just disappeared, and I was like, ah. But yeah, it was fun playing them 3 times, and they were a higher-ranked team than us in terms of the experience in the park and that. So that was very satisfying, and I think they were pretty cocky that they were going to get us, and then the fact that we got them 3 times in a row.
We got ZZ Cool J21 doing his between the legs 360s in the open floor, which is pretty funny. I didn't dunk any glass cleaners this time. A bit disappointed, but using my flashy passes because I unlocked that flashy pass animation, the extra one, the My Park exclusive
one. Yep.
I want to get that trophy. I know we've got the Live 18 demo, and we've got only just probably a few more weeks of playing 2K17 before we put it on the shelf. But I just feel we're so close to getting that trophy.
Yeah, I think we could potentially do it, if not something to aim for 2K18.
Yeah, just trophy hunting, achievement hunting, I guess.
Yeah.
We'll be those guys in the park. So. But yeah, we had a couple of sessions over the weekend. Lost a couple, frustrating, a bit of lag on the second night, but had a big win in the first game and finished on the fourth. So yeah, no, I'm pretty happy with that.
Yeah, it was a pretty successful weekend in terms of Pro and Park, so I can't complain in that. I think the first night I don't think we did as well, but we got a couple of wins. I could be wrong.
I actually think Kenny might have joined us on the Saturday, the second night.
Because it was you, me, and Leo on the first night,
and ZZ joined in as well.
Yeah.
Then the second night it was the 3 of us. That's right.
Yeah.
So we a bit mixed up there, but we did win that first game over an elite tier team on the first night. So everything I said is true. It's just that Kenny joined us on the second. So
yeah.
this whole thing, your story's unraveling, Andrew. It's just coming apart at the seams. It's just. I don't think you even play basketball video games, do you? No. So I think that's about all the stories that I have from the past week. Another fun week, I suppose, online. We'll probably jump on again this weekend.
Yeah, the fact that we've got 3 games we can actually sort of really play at the moment. We've got, obviously, the Live 18 demo. We've got 2K17 for the next few more weeks. And we've obviously got our NBA Playgrounds as well.
Yeah, have to see if we can get our Twitch account a workout, a bit of a first stream on that, perhaps. Maybe the Live 18 demo would be the logical place to start, but I suppose we've always got the final throws of Thrill Ho. Is this the is this the untimely end of Millhouse?
Nicely said.
But yeah, I guess that's pretty much it for our week in basketball gaming.
Yeah.
Fun as always on the virtual hardwood.
For sure.
So that has brought us to the end of a longer than usual NLSC podcast. As we said a couple of times, plenty to talk about this week. Might have some longer shows in the future as well as we continue to talk about the news. Hopefully more news each and every week. We're going to see if we can do some exclusives. We're still trying to reach out and set that up and see what we can in that respect. But game's not too far away, so if nothing else, we'll be doing some kind of content, streaming, tutorials, certainly discussing the games. So lots more to come in the weeks to come, I suppose. And more podcasts, of course. So if you enjoyed listening to this episode number 217, think I got that right, Ben?
Yep.
217 of the NLSC podcast. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes or find us on the Stitcher app for iOS and Android devices, or keep streaming on the NLSC, of course. As long as you're tuning in and enjoying a couple of Aussies talking about basketball and basketball video games, that's the main thing. And we'll try and talk about modding and some other community-related topics as well. But obviously a lot of news going on about the upcoming games at this time, so kind of dominates the show at this point, as you can probably expect. You can also connect with us on social media. We encourage you to do so. We're on Twitter. You can follow us at the NLSC. You can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/the NLSC. And you can also keep it locked to the NLC, of course, as we hope you do, NBA-Live.com, for everything we do for basketball video games. So, until next week, I'm Andrew.
I'm Arcane.
And we're out, like whoever designed the Timberwolves and Suns new jerseys should be.